This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1342. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded January 2nd. With a new year, some European stations are gone, but others hold on, and a new one coming from Africa. Polisario moves again, no more gabuz. Mongolia gives up on interference. Latin American station news, and the propagation outlook. KAIJ in Dallas has produced a special one-hour program about ham radio and the anniversary of the first voice broadcast by Fessenden just over 100 years ago. It's hosted by Ted Randall, WB8 PUM, a former Detroit radio personality, interviewing Alan Pitts, W1AGP, the PR director of the ARRL. Thanks to Wade Smith in New Brunswick and Mike Terry in England for news about this, also posted at eham.net. It's already aired a few times on KAIJ, but if you're hearing this before Friday afternoon, January 5th, there are a couple of more chances at 2000 UT on 9480 and at 2200 on 5755. Mike Berkler forwards a press release from the Voice of America that they added more broadcasts in Amharic due to the crisis in Somalia. These began December 28th at 03 UT, repeated at 04 on 13815 and 15610. Remember, these are in Amharic, the primary language of Ethiopia. Kim Andrew Elliott comments, the press release does not mention that VOA has been discussing, during the past few years, reviving the VOA Somali service. It previously existed from 1992 to 94. VOA has reduced capability to reach the Horn of Africa. The medium wave relay at Djibouti might work, but it's presently dedicated to Radio Sawa 24 hours. One or two shortwave transmitters at Djibouti would have been a good idea, because shortwave listening remains high in the Horn of Africa, even when there are no crises. Another shortwave site capable of reaching Eastern Africa is Kavala, Greece, but that now has been closed. Due to President Ford's funeral, Kim Elliott's appearance on VOA's Talk to America was postponed from January 2nd to Monday, January 8th at 14 to 15 UT, discussing international broadcasting. See his website for links about the frequencies, kimandrewelliott.com. Seems it's just about impossible to pull in the only shortwave broadcast from Greenland, even in nearby North America. But Bob Wilkner in Florida reports to Japan Premium that he was able to listen to it using a DX tuner somewhere in Europe. It's on 3815 upper sideband. They were on the air at 2055 UT, but there was interference from upper sideband and something sounding like a foghorn, which was periodic and ear-splitting. There was some music interspersed with the talk in presumed Greenlandic, with news at 2200 and off the air at 2212 UT. The BBC engineering site has a lot of interesting historical info, including about their shortwave transmitters. Via Dave Porter and Mike Berikleff, we are referred to a recently published article in PDF, 75 pages long, about the Wooferden transmitter site, which began in 1943. This and much more, accessible at www.bbceng.info. We already knew this was coming, but via Mike Terry, a Guardian story in the UK of December 27th, British company to broadcast radio worldwide for German public broadcaster, that is VT Communications, beginning January 1st, broadcasting Deutsche Welle, not only via sites in the UK but elsewhere, as Deutsche Welle has decided to let VT do it instead of Deutsche Telekom, or I should say T-Systems as it is now called. The article says so far DW is working with TS and will start the new five-year contract with VT at the beginning of January, when the first of two contracts with TSI ends. It will include an initial 90 hours per day of programming in 14 languages, to be increased to about 150 hours in May, when the second contract with TSINs. Now we assume the first contract refers to the Vertakel site and the second one to Nauen, which means DW is continuing at Nauen for the time being, but it's entirely unclear whether this will actually be ending in a few months. Kai Ludwig, among others, has been discussing this at some length in DX Listening Digest. He and others in Europe have also been monitoring how signals have changed once transmitter sites have moved from Germany to the UK. One particular problem is 6075, where they had been managing to synchronize the signals from the same time with the same programming, also broadcast from Sunish, Portugal. But, at least at the outset, these signals were not being synchronized with the new transmitters in the UK. And Kai Ludwig remarks, until 2007, 6140 with Deutsche Welle English had been beamed from Germany towards the UK. Now they're using a UK site to beam it back towards Germany, which does not make much sense, at least not as much as the other way around. I suspect the primary purpose of this is just to keep the frequency occupied rather than serving real listeners. Jeff White of WRMI notified us, we've learned our contract with Radio Prague, due to expire December 31st, has been extended indefinitely. So our daily relays of Radio Prague in English and Spanish continue on the current schedule, including English, daily at 1000 on 9955 and at 1500 on 7385. Prague has also been relayed for the past few months via Sackville, Canada. And they told me that was also due to expire December 31st. It seems in that case it has expired because we're no longer hearing Prague at 15 UT on 15160. And Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica says the English relay at 0400 is also gone from 5990. The other two were at 2330 in English on 5990 and in Spanish at the same time on 6000. There were conflicting reports that Radio Slovakia International, which only came back on shortwave a couple of months ago, might be leaving again at the end of the year, but so far it has continued, confirmed after December 31st, by John Filiozzi in New York, Roberto Scaglione in Sicily, and Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica, including English to the Americas at 01 on 7230 and 9440. On UT Monday, January 1st, some New Year's Eve tuning around, I found Radio Budapest on a new frequency for the 0200 English to North America, 5980. It had already been using that frequency after 0230 for Hungarian, but for some reason switched there for English as well, instead of 6110. Unfortunately, the program on the air at that time was And the Gatepost, which now includes their DX segment. I was mortified to find that they were giving out totally out-of-date information dating from the A06 season or earlier. It was worse than useless. And no, it was not a repeat since they wished us Happy New Year. Thanks also to John Norfolk for confirming this frequency change. There had been seemingly definite reports that Denmark would be closing down its main medium wave and long wave frequencies at the end of the year, 1062 and 234 kilohertz. However, they were not closed down. Stig Hartvig Nielsen says they were still deciding what to do with them, but they would continue for the time being. And Dan Goldfarb in England was still hearing them during the day on January 1st. Kai Ludwig in Germany confirms a report on some blog that Radio Racja in Poland would be closing down its medium wave transmitter on 1080 kilohertz. And indeed, he was not hearing it in the evening of January 1st. Marek Kosmala in Lublin, Poland, tells us that they've replaced it with shortwave 6090 from 16 to 18 UT. As forecast last week, Wild A Radio Finland did close down their shortwave transmissions and all their medium wave except 558 kilohertz in Helsinki. Apparently the final transmission ended at 21 UT December 31st on 6120. Although medium wave 963 ran 1 hour longer, according to Hannu in Finland, Hannu Rumpainen. And by Juhani Niinistö, the longtime head of international radio at Radio Finland, who now lives in Toronto. He has put up his private historical site about Radio Finland, partly in English, but the URL is in Finnish, so I'll spell it out, www.ulkomallan media.net. It means media for consumers abroad. Christa Brunström in Sweden tells DX Listening Digest that Radio Belarus has changed its schedule. The best of several 7 megahertz frequencies heard in Sweden is 7420. The 2 hours in English had been at 2000 UT, but now they start at 2100, followed by an hour in Russian, so it's on the air until midnight UT. Roger Tidy in the UK was hearing an unlisted and grossly overmodulated relay of China Radio International English on 6125 at 21 UT. He suspects it's a relay from Spain. Kai Ludwig and Wolfgang Büschel in Germany were monitoring this and ultimately decided, yes, it is indeed relayed from Spain, but Spain is not to be blamed for the very poor audio. It's a problem with the feed from China to Spain. Workers at Rai in Italy went on a 24-hour strike, originally planned to be 48 hours, December 18th, which caused their external service in various languages to broadcast announcements about the strike rather than the usual newscast. As reported by Sergei Sosedkin in Illinois, Andrea Bornino in Italy, and AFP via Media Network. Partly because of this labor situation, there had been rather strong rumors that Rai would close down its shortwave services at the end of the year, but they did not. We asked our monitors to check, and at least as of UT January 2nd, the broadcasts to the Americas were still going, as confirmed by Roberto Scaglioni in Sicily, Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica, and Wolfgang Büschel in Germany. That includes English at midnight 55 to 0115 on 11800, although in midwinter it may not be propagating. Roger Tidy in the UK sends this review of the station on 6235, the external service of the breakaway Pridnestrovia Moldovan Republic, or PMR. It's heard daily, actually I think that's Monday through Friday, in English at 1700 to 1720, followed by German or French. Modulation tends to be distorted, but the announcer speaks good English, and the scripts are well written, apart from a few howlers, such as a reference to the PMR's traditional binds with Russia instead of ties. It claims the PMR is a fully independent democratic state, says it's irrelevant that the state was self-declared, as its critics argue, because all European states are self-declared entities. It criticizes the neighboring Moldovan Republic for allegedly wanting to unite with Romania, saying our land has never been Romanian territory and never will be. At the end of the program, it announces an address at Rosa Luxemburg Street, the rest of it being unclear, and an equally unclear email address. You're tuned for the First World of Radio of 2007, number 1342. Check our website for much more info, worldofradio.org, especially the archive of DX Listening Digests. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com, or P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA. Standard disclaimer. By the way, as I mentioned last week, World of Radio was heard at 1730 UT on Saturday on WWCR 12160, and now they confirm that is a permanent time change for us. Saturdays at 1730. Last week, we mentioned that the Polisario station for Western Sahara, Radio Nacional de la República Árabe Saharaui Democrática, believed to transmit from just over the border in Algeria, had been trying various frequencies just above 6.2 megahertz. But as of December 27th, Mike Barraclough in the UK was first to report to us they moved back to one of their previous frequencies, 7460, including the hour in Spanish, at 2300, the rest being in Arabic. This works out well for those of us who'd rather listen to them in Spanish than Arabic, because it so happens that currently there's a one-hour break in WWCR's usage of adjacent 7465 between 23 and midnight UT. So Polisario should be more or less in the clear. Raul Saavedra was listening to them during that hour in Costa Rica. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says reception is much better there as well on 7460. But who knows, they may have moved again by now. Another frequency they used before was 7425, but something else is on there now, which I'll mention in a few minutes. Torsten Hallmann in Münster, Germany, is keeping up with the Voice of Nigeria. He calls the situation chaotic. For example, on December 21st, he was hearing them on 11770, one of their long-listed frequencies, but seldom reported. Between 1615 and closing at 1701, they were in the Igbo and Arabic languages. Then they moved to 15120 in English. That buzzy transmitter in Gabon, which went on for weeks and weeks, if not months, on 9580 and its second harmonic 19160, has apparently been fixed or retired because we're no longer hearing any buzz on either frequency. In fact, not hearing the harmonic any longer at all. First report of normal modulation without the buzz was on December 23rd at 2230 from Raul Saavedra on 9580. Another frequency, which was often bothered by the buzz, was also in the clear, says Ron Howard in California, Radio Gabon on 4777, signing on December 26th at 0457 in French. Hot news about a new shortwave station in Uganda from Yari Sabalainen in Finland to DX Listening Digest. A new religious station, Dunamis Shortwave, that's spelled D-U-N-A-M-I-S, was to start broadcasting January 1st on 4750, located near Kampala, with a 1-kilowatt crown transmitter and a wire NVIS, that is vertical incidence antenna, starting 4 hours a day to be expanded to 9 hours. They apparently were unaware that a small station in nearby Sudan was already using the frequency 4750, so there's likely to be co-channel interference. In a web search, I then found something from BibleVoice.org that this station was planned to be on the air a sesquiyear ago, but apparently they've just now made it. With his log periodic, Don Moman near Edmonton, Alberta, checked out the frequency January 1st at 2152 and was hearing only some faint audio. Not sure where that was coming from, but it might have been something else, I think, such as China. And don't forget that Bangladesh is also on 4750, heard by Jörn Fransson in Sweden January 1st, with news in English at 1530. And then an update from Jari Savalainen, apparently not quite yet on the air, although the starting date was supposed to be January 1st. There's been a minor delay. The schedule is for Dunamis Shortwave, 15 to 17 UT in English and 17 to 19 in local languages. Furthermore, Jari Savalainen reports that in mid-February, a new religious station will be installed in Sudan at a place called Edzo, E-Z-O, 250 watts. They give the frequency as 6.00 megahertz, although it might be a little above or a little below. No further details yet. For many years, Radio Cairo had been using a strange frequency for its Italian broadcast only, the other European broadcast on 9990. But as of December 17th, Davide Tambucchi in Como, Italy, via Roberto Scaglioni, reported they had changed the Italian service to 9990 instead of 9988 at 19 UT. Here's a rare report of Radio Bayrak in the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus, 6150 from Herbert Meissner in Austria, ADX via BCDX. Heard on December 23rd between 0515 and 0545 UT, but with interference from Austria, 6155, after 0530. So he tuned down to 6149. Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica confirms that the Voice of Turkey has come through with one of its numerous schedule changes January 1st, adding an evening broadcast in Spanish to the Americas. He heard it UT January 2nd. At 0202 on 9865. Via BCDX, Bruce Churchill in California reports using a DX tuner in Sweden to listen to Radio Bahrain's 6010.1 frequency, which we certainly cannot depend on hearing in North America direct. It includes an English news bulletin at 0330 UT, followed by weather at 335, a longer bulletin than the one at 1900, when the frequency is more or less clear. Turkmenistan is drawing attention because of the sudden death of its autocratic leader and a new government being formed. Roman Pankov on Radio Bulgaria's DX program via John Norfolk says Turkmen Radio broadcasts news in English at 15 to 1510 on 5015 and longwave 279, and at 1640 to 1650 on 4830. Meanwhile, Jose Miguel Romero in Spain has been hearing an unidentified and unlisted transmission on 7425, as early as 1810 and closing at 1957. Not sure of the language, but they mention Turkmenistan. My theory is that this is an extension of Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty's broadcast in the Turkmen language, which had been ending at 1800 on other frequencies, but which remains available via satellite until 2000. Meanwhile, I see on the website that RFERL has removed the Turkmen language website, they say for strategic reasons, although you can still get to live audio feeds, which should allow you to identify 7425 if it's in parallel. Well, just check my email, and our theory was correct. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain has done just that and confirmed it is the Turkmen service of RFERL. And Wolfgang Büschel also got a definite ID at 1859 as Azat Radio. Here are the frequencies for Radio Pakistan's English news at 16 UT, according to DX Mix News in Bulgaria, 6215.4, 7530, and 11570. Mark Vick in Sweden tells us, here comes something truly unusual, the event this year in my DX hobby. The Voice of Mongolia is a very nice station, and their mailbag editor, Densma Sorigd, is very keen on contacts with listeners. When perusing my old logbook from the late 1940s, I stopped at Radio Ulaanbaatar, heard on 8400 kHz, several times in late 1949 and early 1950. I never got a verification in spite of good reception reports. Now I sent a follow-up, and now has arrived a letter with three different old, yellowed QSL cards from Radio Ulaanbaatar, and a modern card for a fresh report on the Voice of Mongolia. These QSLs confirm my reception 57 years ago. I just wonder if anybody beats that record. You can imagine my feelings of pride and pleasure. The Voice of Mongolia will remain one of my favorites, not only because of this, but also due to nice programs and excellent communication with DXers. That was dated December 15th, but now a less happy report from Ulmar Kvik as of January 2nd. You commented recently on the chaotic situation on 12015, not only Voice of Mongolia in English at 15 UT, but WYFR is relayed there from the UAE in addition to the Voice of Korea. He says in a message I've received from that same person, Densma Sorigd, mail editor, she informs me starting January 1st, we'll cut 12015 kHz because it could not reach our listeners. We're trying to transmit programs on the Internet in the first half of this year. Ulmar says, I think this means the 15 and 20 UT transmissions have been discontinued, while English at 1000 remains unchanged on 12085. But we need to confirm this. It's a pity that Densma has not asked for assistance from experienced DXers in choosing usable frequencies, as some other stations do, such as Albania and Turkey and Portugal. Since Voice of Mongolia is such a nice station worth listening to, I'm sure we could work it out. And I suggest, yes, let us, the DX community, try to help them find clear frequencies for these broadcasts. It should not be difficult. Roberto E. Gomez sent us a long interview appearing in the Mexican publication etcetera.com.mx, an interview with the Director General of IMER, Dolores Beistigi, who is responsible for the demise of Radio Mexico International. I translated a pertinent paragraph. She says spending can be synonymous with investing. That is, making expenditures is not necessarily a bad thing, but if it is a project which is going nowhere, it seems to me a scandal and extravagance. RMI was a shortwave project which functioned with seven transmitters, five of which were ailing. To rehabilitate them would have cost 60 megapesos, while the entire redimensioning, as she called it, of the IMER cost twice that, 120. The proportion was brutal. We would have needed 60 additional megapesos to arrive at who knows what because, she says, no one listens to shortwave. We are part of a federal government project who uses shortwave anymore in the federal government. Radio Education has one, which works very well, and Radio Unam. Thus, it seemed to me better to assist them instead of developing my own project, for which I did not have the resources nor a plan, because about RMI, I never knew exactly what we were referring to. So the Laplanders could listen to us? Or what was the reason for broadcasting abroad, while people abroad listened to radio by Internet? We canceled the project and sent the transmitters to Radio Unam. However, for what it's worth, she's no longer the director of IMER. As of mid-December, she was replaced by Hector Villarreal, according to another story sent to us by Roberto Gomez. I've run across Radio Martí on yet another unscheduled frequency, 9825, at 0247 UT, January 1st, instead of 9725, although the Cubans were still jamming that frequency and bothering defunct Gene Scott, which is supposedly using 9725 up to 24 hours a day from Costa Rica. At this point, it's not clear whether this is another one of those jumping around situations, Radio Martí forcing the Dentro-Cuban jamming command to dilute its efforts, or whether it's a permanent change if Cahuita complained. On the Condiche list, Horacio Negro in Uruguay spotted a notice from the Venezuelan government website about broadcasting developments that Radio Nacional has acquired land to build a new shortwave transmission center to guarantee the broadcast of the Bolivarian message to the entire American continent, but no specific details. Alfredo Cañote in Lima, Peru, has been doing some band scans, including during the daytime, of shortwave activity there. On December 26th, he found, among other things, that Radio Tacna was active again on 9504.9 at 1809 UT. Also, Radio Ondas del Sur Oriente in Quillabamba was heard on 5120.3 at 1748. Giampiero Bernardini in Italy tells us he's compiling his own Latin American shortwave radio list by frequency, which others are welcome to consult. It's lasw.blogspot.com. Artie Bigley in Columbus, Ohio, keeps us informed about efforts there to retain progressive talk radio on WTPG 1230, which Clear Channel has decided to abolish and change to another format. There is a new website for those wanting to help promote the retention of progressive talk, www.ohiomajorityradio.com. And they also have a Yahoo group of the same name. Long-term propagation predicting is risky, but for what it's worth, Bill Smith sends this from science.nasa.gov. Evidence is mounting the next solar cycle is going to be a big one, cycle 24, due to peak in 2010 or 11. Looks like it's going to be one of the most intense cycles since record-keeping began almost 400 years ago, says solar physicist David Hathaway of the Marshall Space Flight Center. And from space.com via Radio Bulgaria and John Norfolk, a new computer model, which accurately simulates the sun's past few solar cycles, predicts the new cycle will be up to 50% stronger than its predecessor and begin a year later than expected. The outlook from Boulder, December 26th, ANK indices peaking at 15 and 3, January 8th and 17th. Solar flux dropping from 100 January 8th to 75 on the 15th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1342.